Hey, everybody, it's Mike from The Mike Wagner Show, powered by SonicWeb Studios and brought to you by our official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author, Mia Molson's Year Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We're here with Terrific Lee from Cleveland, Ohio, who's an author and spent the great majority of her career as a legal nurse consultant and signed with Pro Model and also talent management, and wrote several short stories with her storytelling works and everything like that. And she has a new book out there, which is a heartfelt journey into the past, going back to the 1900s, where an Irish immigrant family takes center stage and raising a lively bunch of seven kids. Get this, seven kids. It begins with a 29-year-old Elizabeth as a widow, and with a lot of responsibilities, raising children, managing two farms, and of course, traces back to the 16th century. How far back? It's in the book, Growing Up O'Malley, Lively's and Jumping to Plus Studios in beautiful downtown Cleveland, Ohio. The amazing author and native who spent the majority of career as a legal nurse consultant and is now the author of book, Growing Up O'Malley and More. Ladies and gentlemen, the multi-talented Mary Frances Fisher. Mary, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to be here.
Or should we say top of the morning to you? I forgot to mention that.
Pretty close, yes, it is.
Well, that's for the other side of the pond. That's going to listeners on the other side of the pond. We'll go that, so.
I like that. Very good.
Very good indeed. So you're a native of Cleveland, Ohio, that spent the majority of your career as a legal nurse or consultant. You also signed with a talent management agency, and you also wrote several short stories with your storytelling work as well. And you did Paradox Forged in Blood, 50 Seeds of Greatness. You're a co-author and also several short stories. And your new book is A Heartfelt Journey into the Past, going back to the 1900s, where an Irish immigrant family takes center stage, raising a lively bunch of seven kids, and begins with a 29-year-old female named Elizabeth Ginley as a widow with a lot of responsibilities, raising children, managing two farms, and traces back to 16th century Grace O'Malley, best known as the Pirate Queen, and passing down just all kinds, several generations in Growing Up O'Malley. And before getting all that, Mary, tell us how you first got started.
First got started writing. My mother passed away in 2008. And I hit rock bottom. My weight dropped down to 95 pounds. I became anorexic. And I was having a very difficult time just day to day. So I decided I needed to do something positive, make a change in my life. And I told my son, I think I'll write a book. And he told me at the time, he said, Mom, that'll take at least several months. And I laughed and said, several years. I didn't know this book would take 13 years.
Well, you double that. That's a good thing for investment freaks. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, the first draft, though, was done in a year. It was a piece of cake. I thought, this writing is nothing. I could write a book every year, no problem. But as I read it, something wasn't right. So I gave a couple of chapters to my son. He's in musical theater, so he's used to plot scenarios and character development. And I said, read a couple chapters and tell me what you think. So he came back and his clarity absolutely stunned me. He said, Mom, are you writing? That's my cats, are.
Ah, a perfect occasion. If they want to come on the show, that's fine too. So.
He said, Mom, are you writing a murder mystery or an homage to the O'Malleys? And I thought to myself, there was only one answer, both. I was writing two books in one.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that was kind of a problem. So the first thing I had to do was separate into the, my cat is driving. She's got the zoomies tonight. Anyways, I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. If she happens to come on the show, if you want to bring her on, that's fine too. I'm open for any kind of guests, especially four-legged creatures as well.
Oh, she's in the background. You'll hear her eventually. So I separated the two books, and I thought, so I had two half books, and I wondered, which one am I going to finish first? And I thought probably for a first-time writer, the best book would be a murder mystery. So I wrote Paradox Forged in Blood. That was published in 2016. Mm-hmm. And then I got back into the second book, Growing Up O'Malley. That was not as easy to do because it, I, how can I say this? Mentally, it was a challenge because I had to get back into something that I thought I'd already completed, and clearly I hadn't. Plus, I was dealing with over a century of time for this book. It covers the 1880s to the 1980s. And clearly back that far, I didn't have any living relatives, although my parents and my aunts and uncles lived into their 90s. So I had great stories that they had told me growing up, and a lot of them I remembered. And then I interviewed my two aunts and my oldest cousin, and they gave me some more stories. So I wrote chapters as I heard new things or as I remembered new things. And I took a look at the book, and it was a mess because it wasn't in order. So I had to make a table showing, okay, this happened in 1920, this happened in 1880. And thank God for tables that you can make in Microsoft Word. I would have been lost without it. And that helped me get the book back on track. And that's why it took me so long to finish that second book.
My gosh. And certainly influential as well. And what was that one precise moment exactly that influenced you into what you do in the rest of your career?
Which, the death of my mother, is that what you're asking about?
It was just simply just one point. It's like it can be either or, writing a book or anything like that. Or what was that light bulb moment said, this is what I'm going to do right here?
It would have to be the death of my mother, because it was, I didn't start writing until 2 years after she died. And by then, my health was failing. And I had to do something to save my life. Mm-hmm. So that was my light bulb moment. Like, live or die. It's up to you, Mary Frances.
Right. And right. As they say, live by the pen, die by the pen, the sword and everything else. And
that's correct. Yes.
Exactly. Who was some of your favorite authors, writers, and were some of your favorite books growing up?
I love Margaret Atwood. I love David Baldacci, Dan Brown, Adriana Trigiani, if I'm saying that properly.
Mm-hmm.
My mind is just drawing a blank. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
There was one who was very, growing up, Nancy Drew Mysteries.
Oh, that's one of our favorites, yes.
Oh, that's, you know what? That's another light bulb moment, because I've actually, when I was, in grade school, I got a book that showed me how to write Nancy Drew Mysteries. I didn't do anything with it, but I was just looking at it the other day, and I thought, I should have probably followed this when I wrote my first book. It might have saved me some time.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a very good light bulb moment. And then after that, I love Pearl S. Buck. And she wrote many wonderful stories about Asia, including China, mostly China. And it was absolutely fascinating. And that was another light bulb. Boy, I got a lot of light bulbs. Get some GE stock, I think.
Oh, yeah. And of course, I mean, I can tell you're glowing with all kinds of ideas and everything. And we'll talk about your several short stories, more about Paradox Forge in Blood, 50 Seeds of Greatness, and the book Growing Up O'Malley with the multi-talented Mary Frances Fisher. But first, listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Look at a professional website without breaking budget. Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. That's 1-800-303-3960, or email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention The Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout-out to our official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mian Melson Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mian Melson Zia, available on Amazon paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. Takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those who love be the first go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Mian Melson Zia has garnered great reviews in Evil Evan and George by Howard Celebrities, including Joanna Cassie, Forge Riley, and many others. So grab your copy today for Girls Missing by Mian Melson Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com on 40 podcast platforms, heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also, Anchor FM, Odyssey, Apple. Subscribe on BitChute, Rumble, YouTube, and don't forget to like as well. Also, check us out on Podbean, Pandora, TuneIn. Follow us on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, and more. Make sure you take us with you on any mobile device. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out the Mike Wagner Show podcast. T-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies. Makes great gifts 24/7. Go to Amazon.com. Make sure you check out the Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MiaMelsonZia for great books like Missing, Once and Wrinkles. Also, T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/MiaMelsonZia. Check it out today. And support the Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and themikewagnershow.com. We're here with the multi-talented Mary Frances Fisher of Growing Up O'Malley here on the Mike Wagner Show. And before we continue on with Growing Up O'Malley and a bit more about Paradox, Forge in Blood, and just a bit more about the book as well.
Okay. Paradox, Forge in Blood. It's a historical murder mystery. Takes place in 1939 when a Cleveland millionaire who, shocking, lived on Millionaire's Row, which actually was a place, included homes by Tom L. Johnson, who was the Cleveland mayor, John D. Rockefeller, and all the other millionaires that were out there.
Wow.
There's still some homes. I don't believe there's still an actual Millionaire's Row as there was. At that time in the early 1900s, it was referred to as the Paris of Cleveland. Millionaire's Row was just that outstanding. It was absolutely gorgeous. But anyways, we go back to the book. So it involves obviously a murder of a millionaire in Cleveland. And the main protagonist, who was my mother, Ellen, which is different from the book Growing Up O'Malley, which contains also the same O'Malley characters. But in my first book, I needed to make her the oldest and the main protagonist. She was the not just a maid, she was a caretaker of the children. And she was taking care of the children when they went out to a party one night and someone comes in to rob the place and the couple walk in on the robbery, and the husband, Lewis Sheridan, was murdered. The story goes forward, and it's 2 years later, 1941, and with World War II, the case grows cold. Four decades pass, and they get mysterious leads and new information, and the case involves Nazi Germany, and gradually the case is solved, but it goes through a lot of steps. But that's basically what it's about.
Okay. And of course, you know, can check that out as well too. You also wrote 50 Seeds of Greatness and several short stories. And tell us more about those. And tell us about some short stories you've written throughout your career.
I have written several. As a matter of fact, that's my next book that I'm currently working on. It's a compilation of short stories, and it's called When I Grow Up, a book of short stories. And it contains many wonderful stories. Probably one of my favorites is Earning My Wings. And I can tell you a little bit about that if you would like.
Absolutely. I love to hear about that.
Okay. It involves a tiny little angel in heaven. Her name's Margaret. And actually, I wrote it shortly after my Aunt Marge O'Malley died.
Mm-hmm.
And this little tiny angel, she was only 200 or 300 years old, and she wanted more than anything to earn her wings. She went to extra angel classes. She would escort the newly arrived in heaven to their clouds.
Mm-hmm.
She would do good deeds for all the other angels. And finally, she looked one day in a reflecting pool, and she saw the beginning of wings, and she was on cloud nine. But she didn't understand the responsibility that went with it. And she would just go racing through heaven. She would interrupt family meetings. She'd interrupt angel classes. She was kind of a pain to everyone. Until one day she bumps into God. And she looks up and says, "Oh, this can't be good." And he picks her up and he gives her a kiss on the forehead and he says, "You need to earn your wings." She says, but I have." And then she falls into a deep sleep. When she wakes up, she's a newborn on Earth.
Wow.
And she doesn't understand why she's so tiny. She looks down these itsy bitsy fingers, the little tiny toes. And she tries to speak and she can't. The only thing that comes out are screams. And her parents, her Earth parents, start laughing. And she thought, why are they laughing? I'm in trouble and I don't know how to get back to heaven. And the mother turns to the father and says, "What should we call her?" And he said, "I think we should call her Marge." And her eyes get really wide and she thinks, "Oh, they know who I am. They can send me back." As the years go by, she gradually forgets that she was an angel, and she has to figure out on her own how to earn her wings. And that's as much as I can tell you for that one.
Oh, that's perfect. We're certainly looking forward to that as well, too, along with 50 Seeds of Greatness, Paradox Forge, and Blood as well, too. And, of course, your latest book as well, too, with Growing Up O'Malley and going back to the 16th century, Grace O'Malley being the Pirate Queen as well. I'd like to hear more about the Pirate Queen.
Oh, Granuaile, she lived to a remarkable 73 years old, which was quite unusual because then people died maybe 40 or 50 years. Oh, but not her. No, she had legions of men under her command, and she was a pirate queen, and she pillaged all the British ships in retaliation for the famine that they were suffering and being subject to unfair British laws and religious persecution as well. As a matter of fact, shortly before she died, maybe a few years before, she actually sat down and met with Queen Elizabeth.
Huh.
And she ended up not giving her what Grace wanted, but she still helped the family in other ways. And so I've heard stories of her ever since I was little. And I was always proud to say that I was related to an Irish queen who was a pirate, but she was still an Irish queen.
Aye, shiver me timbers. Who is this pirate queen that you're related to? I like to hear about that.
Aye, 'tis Grace O'Malley. She's a
Aye.
Wonderful woman. She was.
Mm.
She's not around anymore. But she was full of the Dickens. She had it said that she cast lovers aside like you would throw out a glass of water, which is, yes, she was Catholic, but I guess she had her own interpretation of what Catholics should behave like. But she was quite a character.
Well, I can't wait to meet that pirate queen, I gotta say that. And before you start writing, you're a legal nurse consultant, everything like that, and a bit more about that before getting into the writing profession.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought we were going to a commercial break.
No. A legal nurse.
Okay. Most people don't know what a legal nurse consultant is. Basically, you review medical records and you research the problem that brought the case forward. So you, let's say if it's a misdiagnosis of a cancer case, you do all of the medical research, you tie it into the facts of the case, and you tell the attorney, yes, this is a good case, or no, there's, even if they had done everything properly, the patient still would have died. So it's not a case worth pursuing. But that's basically what a legal nurse consultant does. It's like your right-hand lady
gotcha.
To an attorney. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. You know, some of those could turn to short stories as well, too. And what else base your short stories on?
What are they on? There's a story that I'd like to tell you that actually has to do with when I was a nurse, if that's okay.
Absolutely. We love hearing stories.
Okay. And I love to tell them. I was working at the Cleveland Clinic, the main campus, downtown Cleveland, and I worked on the VIP ward. And when I was first assigned to it, I was trying to think, what kind of disease is this? Varicose intensity? No, I was thinking of all these weird things. Finally, I went up to them and I said, what is the VIP ward? And they looked at me like I was crazy. They said, it's where all the famous and important people from around the world.
Wow.
When they come to the clinic, they come to your ward. I thought, wow. And I did meet actors and actresses. And
oh, really? Interesting.
Well, one of my favorite stories involves, we call them sheikh, but in Saudi Arabia, they call them sheikhs, and they're like royalty. They're very wealthy. And I was taking care of a father who had undergone open heart surgery. And he had two sons, and I had dated the older son just a couple of times. Since they were in Cleveland, they didn't have much to do. On the last day when the father was going to be discharged, I was going in to give him his discharge instructions. And before I could say anything, the son turns to the father and said, I would like to ask her a question. And the father nodded, okay. And he turned to me and he said, would you be my wife? And
wow.
I thought, wow, let's see. Fame, wealth, fortune, it's all there. But then he finished his proposal. He said, you would be the first of my wives. And she was the most important because she would look after all the other wives to follow. And I thought to myself, you don't know you're in America, do you? I waited a second and I said, yes, I will be your first wife. Oh, everyone was so happy. High fives, congratulations. Until I finished my response, I said, if you will be my first husband. Oh, they couldn't throw me out of the room fast enough. It's like, oh, I insulted them tremendously and I didn't.
Oh, no. You should give them some whiskey on that one too, make them change their mind.
I should.
Oh my gosh. And of course, I was going to ask you too, you know, who are some other celebrities that you've cared for and everything like that, if you want to talk about that, but I understand there's some, you know, legalities and all that. You don't want to talk about cases. That's fine. And
I can generally say I took care of the then governor of Ohio. I took care of two different people involved in Watergate. Very famous.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I can't see any names. And we had actors and actresses who would come into Cleveland and they would perform at the Cleveland Playhouse downtown.
Nice.
And a lot of times they would do so many shows, they'd be totally exhausted. So they'd be admitted for, you know, fluids, hydration, monitoring. And so it was a fascinating job.
And a little bit of Jameson as well, too. I can imagine that. So
right. A little bit.
Oh, a little bit indeed as well, too.
Yes, sir.
And of course, what's coming up next with the amazing Mary Frances Fisher of Growing Up O'Malley, we'll find out in just 1 minute. You listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios, and brought to you by our official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international award-winning author Mia Molson's The Missing. We'll be back with the multi-talented author of Growing Up O'Malley, Mary Frances Fisher, after this time. We're back with Growing Up O'Malley's Mary Frances Fisher of Cleveland, Ohio, here on The Mike Wagner Show. And, you know, just a couple more things. What else do you want to get readers from out of the book, Growing Up O'Malley?
Well, for each of my books, I've done something on my website that I didn't know was something that no one else had done. I just found that out the other day. I was quite proud of it. I have what's called time travel on my website. My website is my name, MaryFrancesFisher.com. And for each of the two novels that I've written, once you're done reading the book, you can go to the time travel section on my website and you can learn more about people and places and events. And throughout the book, I contain quite a bit of what we would call beyond the headlines. In other words, I love history, first of all. That's my go-to, I would say. Love to watch documentaries, and so does my son, which surprised me. He's in his 40s, and it's kind of a shock when you hear that your child loves something that you love. Like, oh, this is cool. Back to beyond the headlines, things that, for example, World War II. How did Americans find out about the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor? And a lot of people would assume, well, no, obviously they didn't have TV. It must have been newspaper. Actually, Eleanor Roosevelt had a 15-minute program called Over Our Coffee Cups.
Uh-huh.
And it was on Sunday evenings from 6:45 until 7. And she would just talk about just different events and give tips on, you know, canning and meal preparation and all that good stuff. But on December 7th, she was the one that announced to the nation that Japan had attacked the islands of Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
And that the president was going to address the nation the following day, and everyone should listen in at 1 o'clock. So that was the first time that news of such importance was passed on to the American people through anyone other than the president. Another thing is Germany had in World War II, what they called blitzkrieg attacks. They're real fast. And they were superhuman. I mean, they could go for days and days and days, and nobody really knew how they were able to do that. And through research, I found that they had given 33 million tablets of what was called Pervitin.
Wow.
And basically today, it's known as crystal meth. So by the time the war was over and Germany was bankrupt, these poor soldiers, I don't mean to side with Nazis, but you know what I'm saying, as human beings, they were left broken, addicted. They begged everyone, can you get me these pills? And no one could get them because you couldn't afford them. So that's how they were able to do the blitzkrieg. But let's see, another thing that a lot of people don't know is that in the Depression, a crime that rose to its very heights was kidnapping. Because that happened to my uncle, William O'Malley, because back then they didn't have stranger danger. So someone walked into his classroom, handed a note to the teacher and say, this is from the O'Malleys and they need their son home right now. It's an emergency and they sent me to fetch him. So the nun just sent him along, stranger, and he was kidnapped.
Oh my goodness.
And that's in the book, and I don't want to spoil that, but I will say that much. That part is true, that he actually was kidnapped.
Wow.
There's so many stories. I don't want to bore you with them.
No, you're good. You're good. We're getting a really good glimpse of what you're offering and everything. In the meantime, where can we find out Growing Up O'Malley and all your books at, Mary?
You can find them on Amazon. Pretty soon they'll be available on Kobo, I think that's it, or Kobo, Nook, and Barnes & Noble. But that'll be probably about a month, I'd say. But for right now, absolutely on Amazon.
All right. We'll certainly check that out with author Mary Frances Fisher of Growing Up O'Malley here on Mike Wagner's show. Just a few more things. Mary, what else can we expect in 2024 and beyond?
Well, I'm going to finish my third book, the When I Grow Up, a collection of short stories. And then after that, I have drafted, but I haven't started writing yet, a book called You're Never Truly Alone. And it's a fiction book, but it's also based on a true story. And it's about a woman. I'd like to set things in the 30s and 40s. It was just in many ways, a gentler time. And I don't want to put my foot in my mouth. Gentler in the aspect of today, you can post things anonymously and take no responsibility, and you can ruin people's lives. So it's hard for me to write in a time when there's so much division and hatred. So I choose to go back to a simpler time. But this book involves a woman who inherits a beautiful home, and she later finds out that she has a ghost in her home, and she doesn't know how to deal with it. And accidents keep happening, and difficulties around the home, and she has to figure out how to get rid of them. And the reason I say this is based on true experience on my life. I had two ghosts living in my home
Oh my gosh.
for 25 years. And there's an author, Marianne Winkowski. She was the person they consulted for the show that was called The Ghost Whisperer. And started, I think, Jennifer Love Hewitt. And she came over to my home and she told me that the two ghosts were actually, they used to live on my street, just a few houses down. Their daughter is currently living there, and they didn't want to live in her home because they would have caused her the disturbances that they caused me. My son was very little at the time, and he woke up and he had scratches all over his back. We didn't have a cat or any pets, and there was no way that he could have gotten these scratches. And the furnace would turn off in the middle of the night, and so I had an electrician come out, and we'd wake up and it'd be 55 degrees, be freezing in the house.
Oh my goodness.
And he came over to the house and he said, "Well, the switch is good. You have to physically move the switch down. It can't go off on its own, because I'd go down in the morning and the switch should be off." Of course, I asked my son, "Did you do this?" He said, "No, Mom, I've been sleeping all night." I said, "No, true." So that's when I figured we have ghosts. And I came home one time in the middle of the day. I wasn't feeling good. And I went upstairs and went to bed. And I was almost asleep and I hear footsteps coming up the stairs. And I'm thinking, I'm home alone. Two people have keys to my home, my brother and my parents. And I asked them later, "Did either one of you come to my home?" And they said, "No." But I hear these footsteps, and then I hear someone standing outside my bedroom door that's closed, jiggling the doorknob. I'm sick and I'm shaking because I thought someone was breaking into my house. And then it just went away. Nothing else happened. But when I found out later from my brother and my parents that they didn't come into the home, that's when I knew I got ghosts.
Oh my goodness. I think that would make a great episode of a paranormal. That's something you could throw out as well, too, along with the book of Growing Up O'Malley.
Oh, yes, quite a few of those.
Oh yeah. That'd be a great paranormal. And of course, just a couple of things. Mary, who would you consider biggest influence in your career?
My two guardian angels, my mom and dad.
Okay.
They, whenever I have trouble, when you're writing, there is just some things you can't figure out. How do I get over this hurdle? How do I get over that? How do I fix this? And I would just talk to them and wait a few days and I'd have an answer. And I would just say, "Thank you," with my eyes upward, "Thank you."
There you go. There you go. And that's a really good thing too, having angels up there. And what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
The best place, what?
The best advice you can give to anybody at this point.
Oh, let's see. As a person,
In general.
in general, always replace something negative with something positive and be grateful for every day. And as a writer, write what you know.
Perfect advice. I think I'll have that with my Irish coffee, so I'll remember that.
Oh, I am jealous. Give me a cup. Come on. Just
here you go. Here we go. I'll pour you some right now. Give it to your cat too, so he can do the jig. So,
oh, he's already doing the zoomies. I don't need any more.
Thank you. I'm sure it'll be entertaining afterwards too. I'll post on that. We're here with the amazing multi-time Mary Frances Fisher of Growing Up O'Malley here on the Mike Wagner Show from Cleveland, Ohio. Mary, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love having you back once again. What's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase or check out your books?
Okay, my website is maryfrancesfisher.com. They can purchase my books on Amazon. That's probably the best place for now. And they can contact me through my website if they have any questions or comments.
All right, and what's the website again?
maryfrancesfisher.com.
We'll certainly check that out. We encourage everybody to do the same thing. Once again, Mary, big thanks for your time. You've been absolutely amazing. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. We'd love to have you back. Wish all best. And Mary, you definitely have a great future ahead of you.
Oh, thank you so much. You've been great.